we have our YI's thing, just one announcement. Next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, if you have signed up to be in the gala, beginning of June, I will meet with you after rehearsal just for a moment. I need to go through the list because I'm so glad many of you signed up for that, but I want to make sure we have voice part balance for that. So I may ask some of you to sing different voice parts, like Molly. I might put you back on alto if you signed up for that. You haven't to worry about it then. But the two pieces are Ave Verum Corpus by Mozart, super easy. Who knows that song, by the way? That's what I thought. And then Denko, which if you sang with Pacific Edge Voices in that After the Rain concert we did, it was that African drum piece we did in that concert. So I think both pieces are now on Chorus Connection. And Sarah, I think the plan is to have hard copies of those for next week, right? So we'll give you those pieces next week.
They were sent in an email so you can print them out too.
Perfect, yeah. And you can also find Ave Verum Corpus, like it's like the easiest piece to find. Just type in Ave Verum PDF and it pops up anywhere for us, okay? So we'll do that next week. We probably won't have a lot of time to rehearse for that. There'll be very kind of scheduled rehearsals, typically ends of rehearsals, since we'll be doing Beethoven and Bocelli prep at the same time. So have that in mind, please. And then for the Bocelli singers, yay, yay, so glad for you. We will have a meeting towards the end of this month after rehearsal to talk about what we know so far about that and some reminders and expectations for that. So just keep that in mind, please, that that is coming up. We have a Why I Sing Tonight from Birthday Boy Colin. Let's give him our attention, please.
Hi, everybody. I'm going to do something a little bit different this evening. Why I Sing. Wow, it really is echoing here. You don't notice it over there. I started singing in the car with my family on road trips. And that was just something that we did. And so singing very foundationally was something that was a social together. And that's very rooted in me. And you know, I sang in choirs in school. And in college, I picked up the guitar not just to pick up girls. It was also because there were so many opportunities to just like in college, to just like get together with people and like play and sing songs. And that was a very social thing for me. So when I was thinking about what I wanted to sing for tonight, I wanted to tie it back to that. That's something where singing, like in a choir, has always been really special to me because it's like that shared voices. Then I'm going to tell a second story about the song, how I chose the song I actually am singing tonight. I was in Cambodia and Thailand this Christmas, and when we were in Thailand, we took a boat ride out to the island of Phi, and it's like a couple of hours. And when we were coming back, it's a 2-hour ride back, and we were hot. It was all day, and we were tired, and you're kind of in this torpor. And the engine of the boat just drones for 2 hours. And I was like, it was just next to me. He says, you know, yeah, you're just a drone, like, for 2 hours. You know, and so I would find like songs kind of going through my head, kind of like the Vaccine did, you know, the drone. The drone just, and I found myself at one point, this 1980s Fleetwood Mac song Everywhere just popped into my head. Wow. You could just sing the chorus of that song along with that drone. And for like half an hour, I had that song going through my head. And I imagined singing it with this choir when I was just singing it in this courtroom. And so when it came time to actually choose a song, I'm like, I'm going to sing Everywhere by Fleetwood Mac, and the choir is going to sing with me. And so like I learned it this afternoon, and this is the absolute first time that I'm performing this and with you. So it turns out that the chorus of this song has got 4-part harmony. So I'm going to quickly teach you this very simple 4-part harmony, and then we're going to sing it together, okay? All right. So I think I'm going to start with, you know, I don't know if you guys know the chorus of that song. It's very simple. Okay, so altos. The altos. Sorry. The altos. I'm going to show you the part first. And you're going to go. Everyone want to sing that once through all together?
Yeah.
All right. One, two, oh, that's right. Alto. Ready? One, two, three, four. Every verse, and then at the end, we'll do it like twice, but you won't do that part. You just repeat, you know? All right, here we go. You everywhere.
Christian, did not know that song at all. I just kind of hopped into it. But I can tell many of you knew it, so thank you for ushering that in. Bravo, bravo. So, are we doing that? Sometimes I cry. Sometimes I cry. Right from the beginning. Come straight. Watching me as much as you can. You don't have to put your head down. So we're using our choral numbers for this. When we're talking about an orchestra, they might be slightly higher, but a true three is good for the beginning of this. You have a crescendo in bar two, right? Is there a break between the crescendo and I cry?
No.
And be careful not to let the vowel of own mold into I. It should be no. Piano. What number would you call that?
Four.
Write that in your score, please. Good. We're at four for measure three. There's another crescendo in measure four, right? And what dynamic should we grow to there? Mezzo forte is indicated. What number should we say for that? I'd say six, actually. This can be kind of a bigger crescendo to get us from piano into the true.
Should we all be mezzo forte?
Oh, thank you. Look at me. No, so altos, tenors, basses, B a 5, sopranos B a 6. This is measure 5 because altos, tenors, basses are all meant for piano. Soprano has a melody. Which reminds me, at the beginning, tenors, I love your confidence. It's a little loud and it's not your fault. It's because you're starting at the top of your range or top middle. We're all starting at the low. So just be a little softer than piano maybe. So can I hear all that so far with those dynamic numbers? True? Just sing your first song. Coming together. Make sure we all hit up of sub right here. It's time to go on. Again, please, with that in mind. right now it sounds like this. I know you're trying to do that bright, ringy sound we talked about. It's gotta be darker because the moon is darker. Bright on the inside, separated teeth, but dark lips on the outside. In the beginning.
Sometimes when sometimes. I rarely get angry in rehearsals because I don't think anger is a motivator, but I'm starting to get angry. Please observe that rest. Don't sing on that rest, okay? Let's practice again. Watch the tempo.
Sometimes
everything we just said. Have a seat, take a minute, and everything we just said. Memorize everything we just said, and I don't mean just memorize notes and words. Memorize the dynamic numbers, the crescendos, the diction. We used to do a great forzando on both, and we've kind of lost that a little. Memorize that as well. Was your hand up, Neil?
No, I saw it. Yeah,
okay. Any questions? Music on your chair, close the folder, stand up, and watch me. We go beginning to measure 14. As a reminder, this song is fully memorized by the end of this month. We will work in chunks each Wednesday to get to that point. Here we go. Still playing. Oh, from the beginning.
Actually, do you have one question?
Oh, yeah, sure.
On war, do you want like the...
Not too long for now. I might change that. For now, focus on just war. They flow. Okay, but here we go. Beginning. Watching me. Music down, no music.
Sometimes
give it a seat.
Sometimes I
influence there. We have to feel that pulse the whole time without sounding like it. I don't want to hear tears I cry. It's got to be tears I cry are bitter. It's got to flow, but it can't lose any pulse there. Take your music out for a second. I would check if I were a tenor, my notes at measure 5. You have that descending chromaticism there. Can you play measure 5 and 6 better part? It feels like some of you want to go down on the A sharp, but it's the same note. So maybe put an arrow up or something so you know it can't. Because that really does affect the chords.
It's a false sign.
Yeah. Also, everyone say the word flow.
Flow.
Is F a voiced consonant or unvoiced?
Unvoiced.
You don't use your voice to make F. You just use the lips and the teeth. But L is a voiced consonant. All of that has to be before the E at measure 7. They flow. They flow. Everyone say, they flow.
They flow.
This is where my F is.
They flow. They flow. They flow. They flow.
I'm taking a whole 16th note just to form the F and L there. Now, altos, I need a big favor from you. End of measure 4. You're the only voice part that has the anacrusis there. That's got to pop out a lot more. A lot more. Now, I know your dynamic there is what? Mezzo piano. Make the mezzo forte plus. And then you got to get to tears mezzo piano.
The tears are.
And then we can actually hear the anacrusis for that. Okay? Any other spots we need to look at in that section, you think? Yes?
I just had a question about, I know it's the same note in measure 6 when we drop down there. What's the reason that it's not written the same? Is there some quality in that note that's different?
There's a reason. I don't want to say it because it might be embarrassing for the composer, but I will say that the chord there is retuned to be all sharps, like G sharp, A sharp, C sharp, F sharp. They could have written it a different way and harmonically, so they don't have to do that. It creates more confusion than you have to be there. So I would have kept it as a B flat and there was no clue there. But it's just an harmonic choice, we'll say.
Okay.
Again, same thing from memory. Please stand up. You sound good when you stand. So yeah, moving those 8 notes along, that definitely helps if we can feel that pulse, especially in altos and basses. And also, even though we're singing soft, you can still move your mouth a lot. We are modeling a typical African American gospel choir when we do that. When they sing softly, they still have very strong and big gestures with the mouth so you can see the words. Keep that in mind.
Sometimes when
Beethoven, please. Beethoven. soprano. Soprano. Thank you, Jules. Come right here. Thank you. Jules, you get to pick a soprano to be a soloist with you. Tenor, is any soprano? Thank you, Alex. Come right here, please. I see the bass. I see Kevin Tan. And how about Kevin and Pia? Come on up, please. I need an alto or two or seven. No soloists in the alto section. First. Thank you so much. Alex, bravo, bravo.
I wore the shirt extra for you all.
Oh, yes, you did.
I
excited to hear it today. Alex has spent time in Germany and learning German, so he will definitely be our German guru as we go through this test. Here we go. I'd like to go straight through and see what you got from 237. Three and four.
Freude,
Freude.
And short. We don't want to give away our full forte-ness yet, so really change this from forte to mezzo forte, honestly. It doesn't have to be super loud. Plus, we're all unison. Whenever you're unison, you don't need to have everyone forte. You can always run down a little bit there. Focus way more on text and crunchiness of text and notes. The notes are easy. It's just a melody. Da, re, re, mi, do, re, fa, mi, do. Al, can you speak this text for us two measures at a time and we'll repeat?
Deine Zauber binden wieder.
Deine Zauber binden wieder.
Say that last four again. Binden.
Binden wieder.
Binden wieder.
Go on.
Was die Mode streng geteilt.
Was die Mode streng geteilt.
Vowels in German are so rich and pure. There's really little diphthong, unless the word called like a umlaut or whatnot. It's mol, it's vol. Those O's are always very, very vol. Start again, speak one measure at a time in rhythm slowly, and sure. We'll repeat after you. Three and four.
Deine Zauber.
Deine Zauber.
Binden wieder.
Binden wieder.
Was die Mode.
Was die Mode.
Streng geteilt.
Streng geteilt.
Say those last three words again.
Streng geteilt.
Streng geteilt.
There is an L at the end.
You probably need to do the streng geteilt.
Like a roll.
You all, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a r in German, but probably when you're singing,
yeah.
You do that.
I know it's a roll in German. For the sake of us, so we sound together, make it a flip instead of roll.
Streng.
Yeah. I know it should be streng, yeah. But just yeah. For the sake of consistency. Go on.
Sure, three.
Alle Menschen
werden Brüder.
Werden Brüder.
wo dein sanfter Flüge weit. Flüge weit.
Flüge weit.
That T actually goes to the bar. Okay.
Sorry, my bad.
Bill?
What's his name?
Beaverton?
In English.
I have it.
Yeah, like your magic brings back together what fashion or tradition has torn apart. All men shall be brothers. All people shall be brothers. Wherever your soft wing,
gentle wing is
flying.
Yeah. Yes. Wow.
Bravo, bravo. I have a score with the translations in it too. If you want to ask me. Thank you, sir. Yes.
About that final T on letters.
Mm-hmm.
I have it scribbled in that we kill the dot and have an eighth rest there.
No, I don't like that. It's going to be on the down in 265.
Okay.
It'll be too quick to happen on that dot.
Okay.
Well, never mind. Goodbye. Just put it right on the front. Star, please write at 257, singing. And we'll go on solo. So, good luck. Three and four.
Deinen Sonnen bieten, bieten, was die Wunde schränkt, zeigt alle Menschen, werden Brüder geboren, ein Sonnen Flüge weit.
Hey, do you have any accents in your music playlist? Put an accent on them in 262. Alle Menschen werden, we're going to kind of crescendo into that. Tenors, when you pop up the octave, can you make it less noticeable? No. Try it again. Same thing.
Right.
257. 3 and 4.
Deinen Zauber bieten wir, was die Mode strengt, zeigt alle Menschen werden. Yeah.
When the choir comes in.
Yeah, it's Erden Brunn, the D's not voiced.
Oh, okay, this is bar 280 you're talking about?
Erden Brunn and diesen Bund, yeah, bar 288.
Mm-hmm.
And then 89, 90, 91, 92, 292,
diesen Bund. Bund, like a T sound, right? Yeah. But you were saying
It's soft, though, it's soft. It's not Bund.
The Erden Brunn, is that a T sound as well?
Erden Brunn.
Cool.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It's not voiced like an English D as well.
Got it. It should be more
don't
crisp,
voice it.
I guess.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you. Let's go on. So, how do you feel about the next section?
Love it. Oh.
Stop right at 290.
Joy.
Slightly under tempo. Four. Uns, der, ke, rum, and four.
Foot down, ten, root, shed, four, cut, shed.
That's more like it. Think about not stir, but shed, air, like raining here. Shed. You'll sound like a soprano for a second. Again, alto, same thing. Clear dynamic difference between un, ten, ten, root, shed, four, cut, and then shed. Super loud. Again, that's sharp.
Would that can
prove stand
for God stand for God?
Yeah, but that is still a quarter note after this. Yeah, stand for God. Maybe those are sharp there. Everyone stand, do this section. You gotta pop out that texture there, alto. Acapella, three and four.
Ut den ken ruchet for God, ken for God, for God.
Right, now let's give us some diction here.
That honestly sounds pretty nice.
Okay, lovely.
I would differentiate between stehen, and that's a nice long E sound, so steht.
I think I was doing step. It's more like A. Okay.
And then it sounds like we're going to do a cable.
So in general, those E's have to go brighter, I guess, right?
So, yeah.
Cable, stay.
Otherwise, it sounds like you're saying A umlaut.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Try this again. Make those E's a little brighter. Alto, that's great for you. So step. Bright, ringy, and operatic, and let it rip. Here we go. With the comments, sounds. Three and four.
Woods, dead, king, room, safe, for the
measure at a time and we'll repeat. This is measure 313.
Okay, I'll come up here.
Yes, please, so we can see you too.
Yeah, so everyone over here can hear.
No. Let him do this, please. Don't, okay. Not while he's teaching, no.
Okay. All right. Küsse Gabzi.
Say that.
Küsse.
Say the first one again.
Küsse.
Küsse.
All right, so it's a ooh, umlaut, it's hard, and it's short. Küsse.
Küsse.
Gabsi.
Gabsi.
Uns und Reben.
Uns und Reben.
And again, that bright E. I'm used to going Reben, but really it's Reben.
That's how I remember from Hanover. Einen Freund.
Einen Freund.
Geprüft im Tod.
Geprüft im Tod.
Say that again.
Geprüft im Tod.
Geprüft im Tod.
Wohllust.
Wohllust.
Ward dem Wurm.
Ward dem Wurm.
Gegeben.
Gegeben.
Und der Cherub steht vor Gott.
Und der Cherub steht vor Gott.
This is so interesting. I've done this piece probably 6 or 7 times, and there's always a diction coach who helps with it, but I can tell I have not been doing the evals correctly like my whole life, and so...
If someone else wants to overrule...
No, I'm going with your experience. That's fine. Can we talk through this section? And stay up here so you can listen to this, okay? Starting at 3:13.
I have a question for Alex.
Yeah.
Dare.
So I'll tell you a fun story about that. So when you have the ER on the end, it's a dare. It's a bit more like a schwa sound. Mm-hmm. It's so much so in some parts of Germany that if you look at little kids when they're learning to write, they'll actually write, they'll leave the R off, or they'll put D-A because they're confused. They won't put D-E-R, they'll put D-E or D-A.
So they can hear the distinction
between
them.
It's like duh,
dah,
dah, dah,
dah.
At the end of a word, like uba, but if it's like dea, dea, kirub, you're right, it is dea. Yeah.
Starting at 3:13, can we speak, please? Just speaking at 3:13, under tempo. Two, seven, da, si, and three, and four.
Two, seven, da, si, uns, und, reben, einen, freunde, und, in, tot, volus, baden, nun, gegeben, und,
weird.
It's just warm. It's nice and ooh. It's nice and ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Like you, but without the you part.
Sing that 3:13 acapella. Give us our first notes.
Oh my god.
Acapella under tempo. Who said that tempo? And two and three and go.
Who said
However, tenors, I sang your part at Cal State East Bay with Neil, and I can tell you measure 3:18 was one of the hardest things I ever had to sing. Just those bouncing half steps and those things. Take that to a piano for sure. Stand up, let's sing this section to end the night, please. Letter G. With the compass. And two, and three, and four. The group field. The group field says this: pay attention to silence. What is happening when nothing is happening in a group? That is the group field. 13 people sit in a circle, but it is the climate or the spirit in the center of the circle where nothing is happening. That determines the nature of the group field. Learn to see emptiness. When you enter an empty house, can you feel the mood of the place? Is it the same with the vase or pot learn to see the emptiness inside, which is the usefulness of it. People's speech and actions are figural events. They give the group form and content. The silence and empty spaces, on the other hand, reveal the group's essential mood, the context for everything that happens. That is the group view. We make a lot of noise in this room together. We do. And there are moments where I like to just sit and watch what's happening without interjecting or reacting to it, just see how you're all interacting with each other. I'm finding myself needing more silence and stillness throughout the week, especially with the news and everything going on in the world. I need moments of reflection and meditation. I would invite you all to try that yourself at some point this week, and then let's try to observe what our group feeling might be when we're not making music, when we're not singing, and grow from that together. The Tao of Leadership, very, very good book. The other book is called A Soprano on Her Head. Have you heard of this one before? You've heard of it? This is one of my absolute favorite books that I hated to get when I first got assigned, but now I reread it once a year. By Eloise Ristad. It's about a woman who wanted to learn how to sing, and she was trying every different technique, literally standing on the head, singing while pouring water, all these different things. And it's all about what it is to be a singer, what it is to actually sing. One thing I uncovered from this book is that singing is not natural because of all the things that we have to do in order to sing, the posture, the breathing, the tone, the diction. I'm asking a lot of y'all, and you are doing a fine job with it, by the way. Check out this book when you have a chance. It's wonderful. Soprano on Her Head by Eloise Ristad. I'll be reading these two through the month of April. I think I wanted to see someone after rehearsal. Oh, I had a list of people I need to talk to after rehearsal. Give me a moment, please. Let's just have some group feel time. Let me find this list. Hold on. This is your list you sent me, Monique. Okay, the following people, can I see you after rehearsal? Ariana. These are sopranos. Ariana, Christine, Makiba, Jules, and Lauren. In the altos, Amberly, Nancy, Sylvie, and that's it. Tenors, Phil, Jerry, and Neil. Bassist, Terrence, and that's it. Sarah, any announcements? Sarah, any announcements? You good?
I have one, but I don't remember
what it was. Okay. That's okay. It'll come back eventually. Big hand for Don, for Fiesta. Put the chairs away. Thank you for the birthday wishes. Have a wonderful week. God bless. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.